I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Is this thing on?
What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, sweeties. Yes,
hello.
Sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
So what you may hear in the background that sounds like a megaphone
is actually,
a megaphone. It's Comic News
Insider that's right.
Doing a raffle where they are cheating by using a megaphone.
That's right.
Not only that, he's pretty much standing on a chair.
Yeah.
Kind of situation.
Megaphones are cheating. You're cheating using a megaphone.
They can come by and do our raffle afterwards.
That is a piece
so, yeah.
by an
artist. You're also
going to
hear us talking
to... cast them in resin and paint them himself.
It's a wolf wizard. There's only a few of them that exist.
You can't just be
very
gentle.
Careful with it, yeah. So we're here at Comic-Con. It's day two. It's about the middle to late-ish end of the day. Not end of the day, but middle, the end part of the middle of the day. There you go.
End part of the middle
the
of the day.
Shut up, scapegoat.
Wow.
And is that a scientific time?
We're having a great time
yeah.
here. We still have a number of our exclusives that are still available here, but they are selling. We're getting closer and closer. And what?
Sorry. I'm talking to the gentleman.
Oh, okay.
It's actually it's a rubber vinyl.
Yeah, so you're going to hear that in the background. Some
yep.
OG doing some work.
OG doing some work. Everyone listen in while OG does some work.
Nah.
Oh, you bought it, sir. No, you broke it, sir. I'm kidding. They're actually black.
And you're hilarious.
Black. Thank you very much. It's true.
It's like a lot of that stuff you see at
so, yeah.
Kid Robot.
Yes.
And well, it's a lot of those
Scapegoat, what good have you seen today? I noticed that you were kind of flipping out over at the Greg Horn booth. What did you get over there?
Pretty cool stuff. He's got some awesome... I don't know what he's doing. He's like an auction
he's
of
kind. He's like lost his mind. He's getting rid of all of his stuff.
I don't understand it. He's pretty well known. He's pretty well known. He's
yeah.
just giving stuff away. He's like, okay, you can buy four, and then you get fifth one free, and then we'll give you 50% off the second one if you buy
can
a third one. And
can we pull back the curtain?
If you buy a sixth one.
If you'd like.
If you buy a sixth one, I'll pay you.
Yeah, listen, pretty much.
How much do you think it costs to print off those things?
Like $5.
At least $8 to $10.
Okay, so he's rooked you into feeling good about spending 10
oh,
instead of 20.
Let's be clear. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely brilliant. I am not fooled by any
yeah,
means.
And,
but if
and,
we're comparatively looking at the yeah. other booths.
And I'm guessing that he's got someone in the wings that is printing them for him as needed. If one runs low, he's got more tomorrow.
Nah, I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I think he printed enough where he's just getting rid of them.
Either way, it makes sense for him to undercut. First of all, his art is fantastic, right?
It really
Second
is good.
Second of all, he knows that he can undercut and do very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you own six pieces of Greg Horn artwork.
I do.
As opposed
it's
to
pretty cool.
something else. So it's,
I own three pieces of so Greg go. Horn art.
It's genius in its own way.
Yeah. No, I'm all on the
OG,
all aboard.
I hopped into Scapegoat's sale.
That's all right.
And got all of the discounts.
That's all right. As long as it works.
So,
yeah. So far today,
yep.
I have seen Chipotle.
Yes, we had Chipotle, and the reason why this is lagging a little bit is because I have the itis.
Right, and I stupidly decided to go for the full burrito,
yeah.
inclusive of the beans.
Inclusive
so
of the beans.
So what I plan on doing is crop dusting the rest of Artist Alley
in
about an hour or so.
Yep. This message brought to you by.
And then they gave me Chipotle. Yeah.
So, oh, God.
Yeah, but there were no beans in yours, so it's okay.
No, that Ramona Flowers is over there.
Yeah.
She's in the next row over. She's actually on the skates. I said, what bonus points for committing to be a Comic-Con in skates?
And then.
Oh, I see her. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, she looks really good, too. In addition to that, I did buy a print as well. I bought
yeah.
something by Aunt Lucia.
Cool.
Who, if you're familiar with the show, we've talked about Aunt Lucia's work before. He did those three Star Wars propaganda cheesecake kind of things that we have hanging in the studio. And this one is, the name of this print is Radioactive Love.
I'll be right
back. Mary Jane and Spider-Man. And, so I actually got to see all of Artist Alley.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool. I made it over to the Titan Entertainment booth, and I bought the Weeping Angel, Statue of Liberty, glow-in-the-dark, super-deformed...
Thingy. I like the thingy part.
It's a pretty cool exclusive, you should check that out, obviously, if you're a Doctor Who fan. Actually, all of those minifigures are pretty cool, and I was listening, if you do buy a whole case, you're guaranteed at least one full set. Plus some bonuses.
Wait. If you buy a whole case, you're guaranteed whole case.
No. You're guaranteed a set.
Okay.
They're blind boxed.
I gotcha.
It's all 12 Doctors
and
then
some.
So
you didn't say that.
If you buy a case, you're guaranteed a set.
I understand.
Two different words.
Yeah, but you didn't say they were blind boxed or anything.
Well,
they're blind boxed.
All right.
I gotcha. Yeah, so.
What's this crap?
Shut up and leave the booth, Big Kev. You're not welcome here.
We got Big Kev making fun of his own booth. That's always good, right?
That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's what he does, damn it.
Undercutting the promotion.
I hope to see more of the floor today.
Yeah, right.
Would be nice. I think we have some more interviews hopefully scheduled for this afternoon.
We do. We have some this afternoon and throughout
the
weekend.
We should probably actually wrap up this middle segment so we can get some of those guys.
Why don't you go secure that and we will wrap it up.
All right.
I don't know if this is going on all 3 days or the rest of the 3 days, but Daft Punk had some sort of promotion going on.
Yeah, did they?
It was a briefcase, and you had to guess the combination.
Yep.
And if you got it correct, I believe you got, was it a signed copy of the vinyl of the new album?
It looks like that, yeah, because I think I've seen people walking around with it, and I have no idea how else they get it.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh, the sketch car was looking pretty cool.
Yes.
The white car with the...
That's really cool. Yeah, at the beginning of Artist Alley, there's this white Chevy...
Something.
Whatever the hell, Corvette, I think.
Right.
I don't know. And we're all wondering, hey, why is there just a blank white car? But they're having artists go up and kind of sketch on it.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
So it's pretty cool.
And I think that's probably it for the midday, half day, not
thing.
A day, soon to the end, not really section of this bit. And hopefully we'll be back a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a nap.
All right, go do it.
Bye.